This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To go through today. We'll take some of your calls. We've got some guests, Roger Stone and Shiva, who is running against Elizabeth Warren. Dr. Shiva is going to be joining us, both of those guys, in the second hour. So you've got the Democrats that are absolutely failing right now. You've got the left media, specifically CNN, that is absolutely failing right now, totally in a tailspin. You've got the Russia narrative that is not only collapsing on its face, it is now being looked at to be dropped. And so you say, well, wait a second. And I was talking with Alex about this before the show. Obama, they printed a big story talking about how Obama blocked the Russia investigation. The Democrats try to use this to say, oh, my gosh, there could have been more there. Well, and now they're scapegoating Obama. But no, Obama, as a lawyer, realized that it was smarter for him to drop the investigation or stopping an investigation any at that time because it was the Democrats that were actually colluding with Russia. So they're going to play this thing off slowly but surely, and the Russian narrative will die. And then there might be some hearings for some other collusion that might be going on. Soon, Loretta Lynch, maybe John Podesta. And then the list goes on and on. I'd like to get Obama, Hillary Clinton. I mean, I don't understand this. If Russia is hacking into our infrastructure while Barack Obama was president and while Hillary Clinton had a private server with classified documents that was probably easily accessible and access to those accounts, why aren't they being investigated? Of course, you know the answer to that. The deep state doesn't want to investigate that. The whole investigation is a witch hunt into Donald Trump. So keep your eyes for not just the Russia narrative to continue to fail, but also to be dropped in the Senate and in the House and all of these committees and all of these hearings. So you got that. And meanwhile, you've got Trump, who is returning the energy sector to the United States, saying that he wants to be the global dominating force in energy. The Democrats can't have a victory. This is all going on, and you wouldn't even know it. You wouldn't even know it. If you watched liberal media, you wouldn't even know that any of this was going on if you watched television news. They're going to tell you Trump's getting impeached. They're going to push propaganda to assassinate Trump. That continues to happen. The investigation is ongoing. Trump colluded. None of it's true. And meanwhile, this is actually the biggest psyop I think that's going on right now. You have mainstream news that is trying to not only portray an inaccurate picture of Donald Trump. We already know that that's going on. But they also want to dominate you and intimidate you from believing in yourself, from believing in the movement, from believing in Donald Trump. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to oppress our victories. They're trying to oppress Donald Trump's victories. They're trying to oppress the fact that we are taking this country back. We are going in the right direction. It might be small steps here or there. There might be some big steps here or there. There might be some leaps. There might be some knocks back. But we're going in the right direction, and Trump is leading it. But they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to believe that. They want to oppress you. They want to intimidate you. They want to bully you with fake news. And they want to tell you that you're not winning, Trump's not winning, the investigation is ongoing, Trump colluded, he's getting impeached, assassinate here, assassinate there, and it's all failing. It's all failing, folks. So just remember that. Fellow Americans, we are winning right now. We are kicking ass. The Democrats are failing. CNN is failing. Trump is winning. We are winning. That's the story, not what they try to tell you on the fake news. We'll be right back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I've got so much I want to cover. I don't even know where to begin. But because of the PSYOP that they're trying to force down our throats right now, trying to steal our victories, trying to pretend that we're not winning, that's why Donald Trump, in my opinion, needs to keep tweeting. And if you notice, some of the things that Donald Trump tweets actually end up pigeonholing his enemies. I mean, just look at how brilliant that tapes tweet looks still to this day. It's aged quite nicely. Also, a tweet that he made, he predicted to a T on the date when the housing bubble would return. Pretty incredible. And you wonder if those internet theories that Donald Trump is a time traveler are true. But anyway, that's why I like the fact that Donald Trump is tweeting and putting out the victories on Twitter, because they're not going to report the victories on the mainstream news. And they're not going to tell you that Trump is the president of the United States, because we haven't had a president of the United States in some time. It's been the president of, you know, foreign conglomerates, private international groups, the Bilderberg group selecting presidents. I mean, it just goes on and on. But no, Trump actually wants to be the president of the United States, and he wants to make America great again. And that's why this story is so key, and you can see it already happening in the coal industry. Trump to call for U.S. dominance in global energy production. So I think right now, I haven't actually broken this down based on the timing, but I would say if you want to make a baseball analogy, we're probably starting the second inning right now of Trump's first term. We're just starting the second inning, and it's off to a nice start. The first inning came to a bad close for us. We had Steve Scalise get shot by a leftist terrorist. It was terrible, but that's kind of how the first inning ended. And I think now we're moved on to the second inning. Steve Scalise, by the way, has been released from the hospital, I believe. And Trump is now calling for U.S. dominance in global energy production. And we probably could do that, folks. And then more people will have jobs. Rush Limbaugh just had a classic line, and I just have to say it. Because they're talking about Obama saying that people, and all, they're all saying this. Hillary Clinton is saying that the Republicans are the death party now. Elizabeth Warren says that this health care bill is a blood bill, or there's blood on their hands or something. Blood in the water. Elizabeth Warren. And then you have Obama coming out saying this is just taking from the poor to give to the rich. And so what money are the poor getting? What is this money that the poor is receiving right now that they need so much that is being taken from them and given to the rich because of this bill? I would like to know that. What is that money? What is that money? Where is that money? This is a bill. This is a Republican bill that's going to take from the poor and give to the rich. I can't believe Donald Trump would do this. How then? Please explain that. Nobody's ever asked Barack Obama this. What money is being taken from the poor and given to the rich? Where is this money? Where is this health care? Because if you notice, Donald Trump brought people into the White House. He brought people to Washington, D.C. He brought people from the private industry, small business owners, individuals, families, mothers, fathers, to talk about their experience with Obamacare. And all of their premiums went up. Some of them couldn't afford health care. The White House is tweeting out how many of these states now, the majority of counties, you only have one or two providers to choose from. So Obamacare has turned into monopoly care, meant to rob you and take your money, to bleed you dry. And they're sitting here saying, the Republican bill is going to take from the rich and give to the take from the poor and give to the rich. The Republican bill is it's a death bill. And you're just sitting here looking at the facts of Obamacare, looking at the fact that they said you have to pass the bill to see what's in it. Then the Democrats complain and say, how dare the Republicans want to pass a bill we haven't seen? Then the Republicans actually release the bill and the left is silent. And then they twist their narrative to call it a death bill. So see, first it was release your bill. What do you have to hide? And then they release the bill and they say, oh, it's a death bill. It's the death party. I mean, unbelievable. Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren. What? Not even a month after Steve Scalise is shot, these people get right back on the attack. And that's why Donald Trump needs to go on the attack. And that's why we need to start getting some of these people like Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Podesta, upcoming Loretta Lynch, in front of a Senate committee to ask them some questions. Trump got, they're asking questions left and right about Russia collusion. Well, let's ask Podesta what he knows. Let's ask Clinton. Let's ask Obama. I mean, after all, don't we want to know what's going on here? So, folks, now here's another story. You know, I don't even know if Alex knows about this, to be honest with you. Alex, if you're listening and you want to, or if you just want to know what's going on, Zero Hedge has just published a story. Megyn Kelly fails to fact-check Sandy Hook father's contradictory claim in Alex Jones' hit piece. Now, again, this broke. I think it broke today. I don't know what time. But featured in Megyn Kelly's expose, Neil Heslin, a father of one of the victims, during the interview described what happened the day of the shooting. And basically what he said, the statement he made, fact checkers on this have said cannot be accurate. He's claiming that he held his son and saw the bullet hole in his head. That is his claim. Now, according to a timeline of events and a coroner's testimony, that is not possible. And so one must look at Megyn Kelly and say, Megyn, I think it's time for you to explain this contradiction in the narrative, because this is only going to fuel the conspiracy theory that you're trying to put out, in fact. So, and here's the thing, too. You would remember, let me see how long these clips are. You would remember if you held your dead kid in your hands with a bullet hole. That's not something that you would just misspeak on. So let's roll the clip first. Neil Heslin telling Megyn Kelly of his experience with his kid.
At Sandy Hook Elementary School, one of the darkest chapters in American history was a hoax.
I lost my son. I buried my son. I held my son with a bullet hole through his head.
Neil Heslin's son Jesse, just 6 years old, was murdered, along with 19 of his classmates and six adults, on December 14th, 2012, in Newtown, Connecticut.
I dropped him off at 9:04. That's when we dropped him off at school with his book bag. Hours later, I was picking him up in a body bag.
Okay, so making a pretty extreme claim that would be a very thing vivid in your memory, holding his dead child. Now, here is an account from the coroner that does not corroborate with that narrative.
We did not bring the bodies and the families into contact. We took pictures of them, of their facial features, You have it's easier on the families when you do that. There is a time and a place for up close and personal in the grieving process. We've accomplished this. We felt it would be best to do it this way, and you can sort of you can control the situation depending on your photographer. And I have very good photographers, but
it's got to be. I mean, hard not to have been able to actually see her.
Well, at first I thought that, and I had questioned maybe wanting to see her.
Okay, so just another question that people are now going to be asking about Sandy Hook. The conspiracy theorists on the internet out there that have a lot of questions that are yet to get answered. I mean, you can say whatever you want about the event. That's just a fact. So there's another one. Will there be a clarification from Heslin or Megyn Kelly? I wouldn't hold your breath. So now they're fueling the conspiracy theory claims. Unbelievable. We'll be right back with more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month, and and 347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Do not let the fake news get you down. Do not let the fake news control the way you think, feel, and see the way politics are going, the way this country is going, because they want to paint an inaccurate picture. They want to bully you. They want to suppress the victories that we're having. And this is proven in spades, folks, when you just look at the amount of coverage and the type of coverage that Donald Trump gets. Now, I tweeted this out on Friday night because I just noticed it's just unbelievable, because this is probably what the vast majority of the sheeple are ingesting to get their view of reality. If you open up the quote unquote news app, it's Apple's factory news app. If you would have opened it on Friday night, you would have had an extremely inaccurate picture of reality. Their top story was, first of all, from BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed gets their top story. In days before election, Democrat lawmakers urged Obama to retaliate against Russia. Well, again, Obama didn't want to do anything because he knew that a real investigation would show collusion with Clinton and Podesta and the Democrats. So even so, they still run that headline to pretend like, oh, there's something there. Well, yeah, there is something there. It's on the Democrat side, though. So see, that's how they twist it. That's how they twist their narrative. That's BuzzFeed. And then the Apple News app puts that as their top story, a total fake news spin. But it gets worse. And then you have other links up there. Extreme heat waves will change how we live. We're not ready, as if anthropogenic global warming is going to kill you when there's real anthropogenic climate change going on. It's called chemtrails in the sky. And then you got conservatives turn on Trump care, demonizing Trump care, demonizing everything Trump is doing. And then the trending stories. Who's shocked by this? Imagine Paul Joseph Watson shock. Trending stories, number one, CNN. CNN, number two, New York Times, number three, the Washington CIA, Amazon Post, number four, Huffington Post, the most discredited. Literally, if you had to say the four most discredited, disgraced news websites on the internet, it's CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, HuffPost, literally the most discredited fake news on the planet, and the Apple News app runs it as their trending stories, folks. This is the deep state working to control your optics, to control the narrative. It's all fake. It's a facade. They are losing. They are losing desperately, and that's why they're shoving it in your face to make it look like you are not winning when you are. They are literally, this is the great psyop that's going on right now, and the Russia narrative is a part of it. All right, I need to give out the phone line. We're going to take your phone calls, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. We're going to take your calls in the next couple of segments. I've got some stories here. Where to begin? Let's start with some news here. Again, from Bloomberg, Trump to call for U.S. dominance in global energy production. This is Donald Trump. I think he actually tweeted about this too today. And Energy Week. Trump is dubbing it Energy Week, and he's going to dedicate, I guess, this week to the United States dominating the global energy production. I wonder if he'll talk about the solar wall. A liberal would literally put a solar panel anywhere except on the border. And then this new study comes out actually from the head of a solar department that says solar panels on the roof actually are not energy efficient. So how do you like them apples? I'm just pointing out facts here. I'm not staking my claim into either side. And now apparently we have a vote coming up on the healthcare bill this week. Maybe it's going to be July 4th. And even the Republican side, Ron Johnson, and then crazy Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, you know what? Let's real quick on the healthcare. We'll see if they vote this week. I think it's going to lose. I don't see how this passes. There's too much opposition on the Republican side, which I don't like this bill anyway. I don't know why. Why do we have to replace? Why can't we just repeal? I really don't understand. Why isn't somebody saying that? How about just repeal? That'd be a nice start. But, you know, I mean, hey, we got to worry. We don't want to take health care away from the poor. We don't want this bill. This is a death bill. The Republicans are the death party. Folks, we are taking money from the poor and giving it to the rich with this bill. Elizabeth Warren says that this bill is blood money. But wait a second. Wasn't it the Democrats that just spent close to $200 million to lose four special elections? Was that the Democrats? Or was that the Republicans? Who do you think in that equation between the people that donate to the Democrat Party and the people that receive the donations, who on that end of the spectrum do you think you would consider poor and who do you think you would consider rich? So the Democrats are the ones that take from the poor and give to the rich. So just like the whole Russia thing, the Democrats are the ones colluding. The people like John Podesta and Hillary Clinton are the ones that colluded with Russia. So then they blame Trump, say he did it when they did it. They're the ones that rigged the election. The Democrats are the ones that rigged it for Hillary Clinton. So they turn around and say Russia rigged it for Trump. This is how they operate. The Democrats are the party that bleeds the poor dry to get them more desperate, to turn them into victims, to get their vote. So the Democrats take from the poor and give to the rich, folks. Now, how about this? Again, where is the real collusion? Where is the real corruption? Why are we talking about President Trump being the bad guy? FBI opens investigation into Bernie Sanders and his wife for bank fraud. So this continues to go on and on and on and on. This lawsuit is ongoing. So just to put things in perspective, Donald Trump gets a $1 million loan from his dad and turns that into a $1 billion empire and a very successful family and a successful run to the United States presidency. A capitalist, an American, a winner. Bernie Sanders, a socialist, a loser, gets a $10 million bank loan. His wife gets bank loans to run schools, and then the schools get shut down. Bernie Sanders loses his run for presidency, and now they're being investigated by the FBI. That's just a nice little ditty, isn't it? It's literally all the Democrats. Everything that they're saying about Trump is literally the Democrats. So from now on, if you look at the TV, whatever they say about Trump, you can assume that the Democrats are doing that. We'll be right back with your phone calls on the other side. More news.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it!
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show.
Watch me!
Thanks to your support out there, we are able to expand this broadcast and expand our store as well. InfoWarsStore.com is constantly expanding, getting new products. And right now, we have a 4th of July Summer Mega Special going on. Free shipping store-wide. You gotta love that, folks. Free shipping store-wide, especially when you're getting some of those big-ticket items like emergency food supplies. But how about coming up for the 4th of July? You know, you're going to be out on the lake, you're going to be out camping, you're going to be out shooting fireworks. How about the Emrex Essentials Outdoor Pack, which is 40% off right now? So you can get your bug spray, and you can make sure you're not getting bit by bugs when you're out shooting off fireworks at the lake or the camp or whatever it is with the kids. But that's not all, too. 30% off Brain Force, 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off Survival Shield X2, 30% off Z Shield, and that storable food, that emergency food that I mentioned earlier, which is imperative. We also have 30 to 40% off of retail on that as well. And again, you combine that with the free shipping, you're saving hundreds of dollars. Hundreds of dollars of savings for the 4th of July summer special. Mega specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Support this broadcast. Celebrate free speech. Help us blow up like ramparts, like fireworks on the 4th of July right in the face of the globalists. Be sure to get to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of those specials while they last and while supplies last. And check out the whole store. T-shirts, all kinds of household items, coffee mugs, Patriot attire, and it all goes towards supporting what we do here at InfoWars.com and expanding to the next level. All right, we're going to get to some of your calls here in this segment and in the next. But it is not an exaggeration to talk about the complete miserable failure that is the Democrats, that is CNN right now. Even BuzzFeed is now having to admit it. CNN is imposing strict new rules on its Russia coverage. So CNN is just a absolute dumpster fire right now. And they're retracting news, apologizing for fake news, deleting stories entirely. And all of their narratives are just falling on their face. And now that even BuzzFeed is calling them out, I think that really shows you that CNN is an absolute dumpster fire right now. As are the Democrats. And you have Nancy Pelosi, who's up there trying to explain how successful she is. She's literally in the face of ultimate defeat. Literally. The Democrats are getting crushed, and they're losing seats in the House. They're losing seats in the Senate. They lost the presidency. They've lost their minds. And then Pelosi gets up there when these rumors start to swirl about her being relieved from her post. She comes out and she's like, I'm a great legislator. I've done so much for the Democrats. Look at all the victories I've brought us. And people are scratching their heads like, what planet do you live on, woman? You don't even live in reality. She's like stuck in like 2004. She still thinks Bush is president. She doesn't even know what's going on. But that's the Democrat leadership, you see. And then Trump trolls him on Twitter like, oh, I hope Pelosi doesn't go anywhere. She's great for the Republican Party. Oh, and then, by the way, the continued failure of the fake dossier against Donald Trump. Sketchy firm behind Trump dossier is stalling investigators. Well, yeah, it's a totally fake dossier. And probably, I mean, depending on Trump's urge to litigate, you could have some serious, perhaps libel and slander lawsuits for this dossier. So that'll be interesting to keep an eye on. And then again, Trump calling for U.S. dominance in global energy production, a big story. All right, so we've got some other news we'll get to, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Shiva, who's running against Elizabeth Warren. And we're also going to be joined by Roger Stone as well. But let's take a couple phone calls here. Let's go to David in San Francisco. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I've told my wife to buy that shampoo, and those of us that, you know, such as myself, I've never bought anything from InfoWars. I'm going to start buying the shampoo, the toothpaste and stuff, because, you know, it's something you always use.
Yeah, it's a household item, and I got to tell you, you're not just purchasing a product to help us. You're going to get a great product. It will be the last toothpaste you ever use. You know, I don't know how people are about shampoo. Maybe it's a little different there, but I use the shampoo and the toothpaste, both great products. I'll continue to use both of them.
Well, good. It's interesting in regards to Oklahoma City. You know, I had some shirts made up asking people to Google Alex Jones, John DeCamp, and the Franklin cover-up. And two guys played a very, very important role. It was John DeCamp and Alex Jones in Oklahoma City. And it's really interesting because Senator DeCamp, who represented several of the patriots that were falsely accused, as he saw the building being brought down, he said, man, I didn't authorize that. You know, he was shocked by it himself. He didn't authorize the destruction of the crime scene like that, you know. And it was Alex Jones, not Sean. Sean Hannity's doing a great job and brushed and Michael Savage are doing a great job and all that, but it was Alex Jones that interviewed Officer Don Browning and the other cops there that were there, firsthand knowledge.
Well, if you want to, if you want to share some stories, or you can tweet at me some links or some stories if you want me to cover that or get more into that. But, you know, you mentioned something there. You mentioned some of the names in the conservative media, really pro-America media. You know, Alex Jones, Sean Hannity, Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, people that people would say are on the right wing, or you call it conservative media. And you think about those people. I mean, regardless of what you think about their political views, these are minds. These are people that have captured the minds, captured the hearts of many, and they're leaders in a sense. I mean, they're leaders. You can just look at the things that callers say about Alex Jones when they call into the show and they thank him, and the support that they give to this production. The left doesn't have that. They have nothing. Who are you going to go to if you're looking for leadership on the left? Lena Dunham? Oh my gosh, what are you going to go to? Maxine Waters? Keith Olbermann? So they have absolutely nothing, and they have no future, to be perfectly honest with you. Thank you, David, for the call. Let's go to Will quickly in Rhode Island. Will.
Yes, I know you guys are covering Bilderberg. I was down there for Demand the Truth, and we have Wilbur Ross and McMaster going down there. What's your takeaway from that? What do you think Trump thinks of Bilderberg? Was he infiltrating? Are these guys part of the swamp? What's your takeaway from the Bilderberg group? And then also, as far as all the conspiracies that we're always bringing up, how is it not possible that Christianity is a conspiracy theory perpetuated by an elite then to just control us? I mean, we never had
any
evidence.
Again? What a conspiracy theory?
Christianity itself. It could have just been a control theory created by somebody thousands of years ago, or just to trick us just as well. I mean,
so you're just talking about overall religion as a conspiracy to control the masses, which I think is absolutely the case. I mean, just look at the Catholic Church and the Vatican. So I'm not going to argue with you on that, but I'm certainly not going to say Christianity or the Christian faith is a conspiracy theory. As far as Trump and infiltration into the Bilderberg Group or the members of his staff and cabinet that went to the Bilderberg meetings, you know, we never really heard much from that. I mean, we never heard them talk about it. Trump never mentioned it. So, I mean, any opinion or any feelings I express are really based in absolutely nothing. So I guess there's just nothing there. I guess I don't know if McMaster has reported back to Trump. I don't know if Trump was interested in what went on in the Bilderberg meeting. There's literally been nothing, no coverage of it. No questions, no interviews, absolutely zip, zilch, nada. So, unfortunately, there is nothing for me to even create a hypothetical off of. So, which is unfortunate. I think Trump could have had a major win to call out the Bilderberg Group or to ask those people what they've done in those meetings that come from America to make the country great again. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Alex Jones Show, Sunday Show.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel like...
Remember what I said earlier about the Democrats and everything that they accuse Trump of, they're guilty of? Just more proof in the pudding. Now they want to say that Trump is trying to obstruct justice. Trump is an obstructionist. No, it's actually you, the Democrats, that are the obstructionists. And here's Donald Trump addressing that.
Their theme is resist. Their theme should be, let's get together, envelop, fix. Let's get together. But their theme is resist. It's obstruction. And the problem is they become obstructionists. And the voters, I happen to like it from the standpoint of running for office, but I think it's a terrible theme in terms of getting elected. And more importantly, I think it's a terrible theme for the people of this country. Resist obstruction. That's not what they want.
Well, we wanted to resist Hillary Clinton and obstruct the globalist regime to try to bring this country to its knees. But that's why we elected Trump. And so, again, they try to spin that and try to steal it from us, but they have no momentum and they've completely failed. But what Trump is trying to say is it's not helping the country. You're resisting yourself, basically, when you try to resist Trump. You're only handicapping yourself. but you're handicapping everybody else with you. But when you've been victimized your whole life, when you believe you're the victim, of course, wouldn't you want that then? Of course you would. And that's the state of the left right now. Let's go to Harold in Texas, who wants to talk about the obstructionist party, the Democrats. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, it's good to see the wild man besides Alex there. I like the way you deliver the news. I also wanted to talk about two things, if you don't mind. First of all, I can hear you. I want to talk about your nutraceutical. I want to talk about brain force. My mother was in dementia. She couldn't remember nothing. I went and I took a chance and I bought her some brain force. She can think now. She can remember things. She's got her mind about her again. And she's also taken iodine, and it's working wonders on her. And I just wanted to thank y'all for doing that because he gave me my mom back. The only thing is that I ordered
some. What a powerful testimony, guys. Cut that out. Clip that out.
I ordered some on the 6th of June. I got my order, but she never got her order. I had an order sent to her place, too, and she never got it.
Well, sometimes I actually get this complaint a lot from people. Sometimes when you order things on the same day, depending on the product, that it might not arrive the same day. So if there's an order that you haven't gotten yet, just be patient. It's probably on its way. That's been the case, I think, 100% of the time when people address me this issue. So I would just be patient on that. But we have a customer service here department, great people. So they'll take care of you if you still haven't gotten it after a while. Anything else you want to talk about? You said you called about the obstructionist party.
I do. Very upset now. I understand the Democrats, they're trying to do their job. I don't like the way they're doing it, but they're trying to do their job. But these turncoat Republicans who think, you know, that he ran on their party and they're over there never trumping and, you know, getting in the way of everything, especially that kinky John McCain. I hate his gut.
He's absolutely, wretched. And, you know, I mean, I honestly believe that the guy is colluding with ISIS. I mean, my God.
I don't remember what.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing about what you're addressing the Republicans. And thank you for the call and thank you for that testimony. That was great. And I'm so glad to hear that your mother is back to a good state of mind. Here's the thing about these Republicans that Harold was talking about. I think that they're falling for the fake news. I think that they're falling victim to the psyop that we're talking about here on today's show. The Reince Priebuses, the Paul Ryans, these people, I guess they aren't critical thinkers or they're not really incisive, you know, they're just kind of soft as butter people. I mean, I don't know how to really explain it, but I think that they fall for it. I think that they see all the mainstream news. I think that they see the fake news on the Apple app. They see all of this just flooding them constantly, and they're scared for their own political well-being. They don't get it yet. They don't have the fundamental understanding that the status quo of this country has changed. They have not understood yet that the Trump movement is real, that the Trump movement, the MAGA movement is real and is the majority. They don't know it yet. They cannot accept it. They fall victim to the psyop. They see the fake news and they don't understand America doesn't fall for it. That's not what America is thinking. So that's what I think the problem with some of these Republicans are. So you know what the answer is? Get them out. Get them out. The midterm elections in 2018 will be just as important now that Trump is in as the presidential election was for our movement. You don't want soft as butter Paul Ryan? Vote for Paul Nealon in Wisconsin. That's how you do that. Oh, and don't you worry. The Democrats will be dealt such serious defeat in 2018 if they continue the path that they're on they might even be dead before the 2020 election. And they already tried to run a corpse, but they might actually be a dead party now trying to run a president in 2020. So we'll continue to see how that goes. But that's the answer for the soft as butter Republicans right now that just do not understand the heart and soul of America right now. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. I like Frank's idea. He says, call into shows and call them fake news. Call into the radio shows that want to hate on Trump. Ask them to explain their claims. Call into C-SPAN and talk to those people. Let your voice be heard. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, and call into your local media as well, like your local talk radio shows that are part of the deep state that support and, you know, the deep state. And all the propaganda media that's being put out, and also that attack and try and defend the lies that come out.
You know, it's amazing that you say that. I am honestly one of the biggest news and radio junkies probably on earth. And I have to tell you that here in Austin, I won't say their names, but there's a couple local radio hosts. They've had some changes here on the local conservative station. They changed the morning show. It was a terrible decision. And now you've got Michael Kilmeade on there, who's milquetoast on Trump at best. And then in the afternoon, you've got an absolute loon who doesn't even belong on the radio. But then you've got a evening slot that you have some conservatives on that, from my measurement, were always straight shooting. I always enjoyed their content, didn't always get along, but felt that they had the right ideas. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, once the station started making some changes, now they're anti-Trump. Now they want to call out Trump. And they're now, I'm even hearing people in local radio that are responding to Rush Limbaugh's show and calling out Rush Limbaugh. Folks, Rush Limbaugh has never been more accurate by my measurement in his history of broadcasting, except maybe since Clinton was in office. So, you know, it's just really weird what's happening, but I guess that's why you're offering the answer, which is call in, take the narrative over, challenge them on their ideas.
Well, yeah, even if you can get through to the people working behind the scenes, the guy answering the phone, let them know, hey, look, you work for fake news. One other thing, got two bones of contention. You know, I'm really disappointed in InfoWars for not covering the 50th anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty. I mean, that was the predecessor to the attack of 9/11. Also, I want to disagree with something that I heard Alex say recently. I've been trying to get through to him. I disagree. I have never heard David Duke, say anything hateful towards Alex. He's only opened his arms. He just wants to talk to Alex.
Well, unfortunately, I am just not the person to address that. I don't know anything about David Duke or his relationship with Alex, and I'm not Alex, so I don't even want to comment on that. And I don't follow David Duke, so I can't really corroborate anything you're saying. Thank you so much for the call, Frank, in North Carolina, though. I do like the idea that Frank has to kind of steal the narrative of some of these local talk shows or to steal the narrative from people that are spewing fake news on C-SPAN. I mean, I got to tell you, you know, it's... And again, it's part of the psyop that we have to defeat. We have to remain with the ideas of victory in our head and that vision. But it's just amazing. You hear these people call into local radio or call into C-SPAN, and they literally spout fake news. They literally spout. It's the hearsay mafia. And you just shake your head and you're like, oh, my gosh, I just want to save your soul. I just want to save your mind. I just want to bring you back to reality. Roger Stone on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Phil.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank you.
Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.